Recorded Books presents a Lone Star audio production of In the House of the Lord by Robert Flynn. This unabridged recording is narrated by Norman Dietz. Lone Star Audio is a celebration of Texas authors and the spirit of the American West. Copyright 1969 by Robert Flynn. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Lone Star Audio. Pat Sheehan is minister of a Protestant church in a large city. In tracing one day in his life, we see him minister to the sick and dying, pacify angry parishioners, and counsel troubled ones, seek inspiration for a sermon, and try to juggle his personal needs and those of his family as he faces the demands of his church. And now, in the house of the Lord.
I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. These are the days of Pat Sheehan, disciple of Jesus Christ, prophet of the Most High God, who by the hand of the Almighty saw signs and banners, fire and rain, dreamed dreams of drunkenness and duty, was nailed to a cross, descended into hell, and heard the voice of the Lord in the midst of his days. Days of Youth. Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when, by his light, I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. It was a bright, warm October. It was the time of the Great Crusade. It was the day of desperate deeds. It was the afternoon of Banner Sunday, when, between the trumpet call and shout that was to shatter the walls of Jericho, and the climactic Let Your Light Shine in a Dark World candle lighting that was to usher in a new day of hope and understanding, Ray Elliott was to wave the world's largest, all-conquering banner of Jesus Christ over the city. Pat Sheehan stood in the dusty weeds of the littered fairground, watching the excited crowd, hearing the roar of the airplane. But the Lord...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?